If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is up, my friend? Welcome into Drummer Daily. This is the first episode of 2021 for me, and the first episode of what I consider season 5 of this show. I try to split it up into seasons, really more just so I can help organize things and don't get overwhelmed, but I don't want to have like episode 300 or whatever, because it can be a little harder for me to keep track of. And I think if it's hard for me to keep track of, maybe it's probably hard for you to keep track of as well. But because this is kind of the first episode of a new season and it is the first episode of a new year, I wanted to make sure that as we move forward, I know that many of you who listen to this might be new to the show, and hopefully this is not the first episode you've heard, but if it is, I want to make sure that you understand what this podcast is about, but also if you've been around for a while, I don't want this to be just a rehash of stuff you've already heard, so I'm hoping that I can provide something for everyone who listens to this show right now, but this show, Drummer Daily, is meant to be a companion to your life as a drummer. And mostly what that means is this. The show started out being daily. Every day a new episode came out. My goal is to still do enough episodes every week of this show that you can listen to at least part of a show every day. And it can be kind of your partner, your buddy, your encourager, as you go about your life as a drummer. And really, this show is meant for a few different groups of drummers. If you are interested in being paid to play drums in any capacity, this show is definitely for you. If you want to make a career out of being a drummer, this show is definitely for you as well. But also, even if you don't necessarily have a strong desire to be a professional drummer, or get paid to play drums, but you want to be the kind of drummer that other musicians love to be in a band with, love playing music with, and that the collaborative environment of being in a band or playing for another musician or another artist appeals to you, and that's the kind of drumming that you like to do, playing songs, not playing solos, this show is for you as well. So what this show is all about is becoming that kind of drummer. And that's also, if you've been around for a while, kind of today's lesson, so to speak. it is, if you want to be an in-demand drummer or be someone who other people want to play with or want to have in their band, or you want to be the kind of drummer that is so, like someone wants you in their band bad enough they're willing to pay you to be in their band or be play in their on their recording or whatever that is, then you need to do just that. You need to be the kind of drummer that people want that from or are willing to pay for. So what does that mean? That means that you certainly always should be yourself. So I'm not people always confuse what I'm saying and say, are you? I shouldn't have to compromise my values as a drummer. And I still don't quite understand what that means, because it's like I'm not telling you to compromise some kind of moral belief, you know. And if you have a moral belief about what music instrumentation should be. You and I probably aren't going to connect very well and align on much. We certainly can have opinions about that stuff. I'm not saying that. We certainly can have feelings or even beliefs about music and what we like and what we don't like and what certain styles, how they should be played or could be played. But if someone's saying, please don't play it that way, play it a different way, cuts you to your core and you get you have an emotional reaction in your soul to someone telling you to play something differently. There's some other stuff that I would encourage you maybe to look at before, you know, checking into this podcast, because you're probably going to hate a lot of what I say. But for anyone else, if you don't get offended when someone says, hey, can you play it this way? This show is for you. But also, what you should be looking at is, how can I become the kind of drummer that people want to hire, basically? Don't necessarily start from the perspective of, here is what I do, this is my playing, now hire me for it. Because what that puts you in the position of doing is, you have basically, you're looking for a needle in a haystack in that situation, because you have a product, you're drumming, that is very specific to you, and is so, maybe it's got so much of your DNA imprinted on it, stylistically, that you've got to go find not only someone else who resonates with that exact style of playing, but then also, out of everyone in the world who might exactly connect with that exact style of playing, not all of them are going to be able or willing to pay for that. So you've narrowed your audience further versus saying, what's in demand out there? Who is hiring drummers right now? Who needs a musician? Who, you know, what qualities of a drummer are people willing to pay for? What kind of drumming are people willing to pay for? What avenue of drumming, or what medium, in other words, are people looking to pay for recordings, or looking for live, live band members? They're looking for remote sessions. What are they looking for? What are they willing to pay for right now? And then looking at the landscape and saying, how can I become what's already needed? It's a business principle. It's a marketing principle. You look at what people are looking for. What are people already buying? What is the market demanding? And then, can you provide that to them? And all of that doesn't mean that you don't get to be the musician that you are, but you have raw core talents as a drummer that are not hyper specific to one genre. If you can play with the groove and feeling, that's in demand in all kinds of genres, not just the one maybe that you learned how to do that with and that you play a lot. So look at where the demand is and see how you can shape what you're doing to fit that. Again, though, I'm not saying you can't be all things to all people, but you have to trust that if you can show off your best qualities as a drummer in a variety of contexts, that people are going to understand mostly how that fits into their music. And if you think that maybe they won't, then it's up to you to show off your drumming in contexts that are closely related to what the market is looking for, so that people, you can help their imagination. You can help them see how you can fit into that. So this show is all about that. How do you do that? How do you become the kind of drummer that other people want to pay, or at least want to play with, even if they're not paying and you don't want to be paid? But how do you become the kind of drummer that everyone wants in their band? That's what this show is about. And we've got hundreds of episodes and thousands of hours worth of content all about that. And we're going to keep doing that this year here in season 5 of Drummer Daily. But I just want to thank you for joining me and sticking with me on this journey as long as you have. If you've been around for a while, and if you're brand new, welcome. I'd encourage you to go back and listen to as many episodes as you can of the show. Make sure to follow me on Instagram. That's kind of my platform of choice. It's just Daniel Hadaway, all one word, on Instagram. And you can find me there. And go to my website, danielhadaway.com, if you want some more hands-on materials or coaching or anything like that. But anyway, thanks for joining me. And we're going to have a lot of awesome stuff coming to you this season, this year, on Drummer Daily. But we'll wrap it up for now, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.